Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Madison, Wisconsin, dateline for the nation's latest mass shooting. Police say a 15-year-old girl student shot and killed two people at Abundant Life Christian School. Another six were removed to hospital, two in critical condition.
The shooter was dead upon our arrival, police department arrival, and no officers fired their weapons.
Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
We are interviewing those who may have been witnesses, and we are obtaining search warrants to get additional information.
Investigators questioned the girl's parents and searched the home. Luigi Mangione to be in court in Altoona, Pennsylvania on Tuesday. It is believed he will waive extradition to New York City, where he faces charges in the killing of the United Healthcare chief exec. A judge in New York City rejected President-elect Trump's bid to have his hush money conviction thrown out on the grounds of the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity. This is ABC News. President Biden announced a new national monument.
President Biden signing a proclamation establishing the Francis Perkins National Monument in Newcastle, Maine, honoring the historic contributions of the longest-serving Secretary of Labor and the driving force behind the New Deal.
In decades of service, he became a fierce defender of unions and workers' rights, an architect of the New Deal, the first woman cabinet secretary, the first woman cabinet secretary.
The president said many benefits Americans take for granted, Social Security, the minimum wage, overtime pay, are in place because of Francis Perkins. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
With apologies to Leonard Skinner, and ooh, that smell. This past Friday, a KLM flight from Amsterdam to Mexico City had, in addition to the human passengers, 100 pigs in the cargo hold. They made it all the way to Bermuda before the stench forced the pilot to divert to the main airport there. The passengers flew to Mexico City the next day, unclear if it was on a different jetliner. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today.